In recent years, the Redskins and the Vikings have played better as the visiting team. The 4-1 Vikings have taken 3 out of 4 here at FedEx Field recently. The Redskins struggling as the home team, losing 8 straight. What a far cry from the 1988 NFC Championship game. Here in Washington, the Skins beat the Vikings on that goal line stand to advance to the Super Bowl. Joining us live now, Redskins great number 72, Dexter Manley, who was on the field that day for that championship game. Remember when RFK was the place to be?
Oh, it was a place to be.
Folks didn't want to come here. What happened to our home field advantage?
Well, I don't know what happened. I tell you what, the Redskins have put themselves in a hole. It's a desperate win for the Redskins, and I'm sure hoping they can get off to a fast start tomorrow. I mean, Sunday, you know, they got Christian Ponder, they got Percy Harvin, who can score from anywhere on the field. Remember, he scored a 105-yard kickoff return, and Adrian Peters, I think one of the better backs in the National Football League, is still playing at a high level. But I have to say, last week what I saw is that the defense took away the deep ball, but they beat us with under routes, small routes. This tight end, Gonzalez, guy, what, he's about 100 years old. but still, he beat us. It's like London Fletcher's a great football player, but he just couldn't cover that guy, and that guy beat us.
Well, you know what really hurt
tight
us?
End.
You know what really hurt us last week? Again, third down conversion.
You got to get off the field.
We had trouble converting when we had the ball,
right,
we allowed them to convert so many times last week.
They keep moving the chain. See, I think what's the problem here is that it all works hand in hand. You have to have a relentless pass rush, and that's what we don't have. I don't know why. Maybe they need to get some more personnel, but I think the front three guys, they have to penetrate the gaps and really get to the quarterback, have to have the will to get there. And I just think since we lost Ryan Arakpo and Ryan Kerrigan, you know, he's playing sensational. But still, you just got to get to the quarterback. That's how you win this football league. You make these quarterbacks move around and throw off the back foot. You got to harass them all day. And we're not doing that. You give the people enough time, they're going to pick you apart. And that's what happened last week. Let's hope this week we can sort of generate a pass rush. What you got to say?
I want to ask you about Robert Griffin, because the third, because he's ready to go, but he had a mild concussion. So you know a lot about this. How difficult is it to bounce back after something like that? And do you expect that you'll see him running the ball at all this week?
Yeah, well, I tell you, I'm old school. I tell you what, Jim Stanley was my coach at Oklahoma State, played for Paul Bell Bryant. He said, tape an aspirin to it and get ready to go. So my solution to him, to Robert, tape an aspirin up there and get ready to go.
We've been doing a lot of concussion stories, by the way, recently. And that hasn't been the remedy, I don't think, most people are recommending.
Does it change your approach to the next game when you're coming back and you're on the field, knowing that you've taken that jarring hit? Do you come out and play the way you normally do, or are you a little more hesitant?
Well, I think you're cautious. You come out, you know, football is a very violent sport. When you get cautious, you know, that's when stuff happens. You got to sort of be relentless every play, every down. And I think that's the way Robert would play, because that's what's in his nature. I think if you take that away from him, you sort of hinder this guy. But I think he needs to be smarter when he's running with the football and make better decisions when he's running with the football. He needs to learn how to slide.
Right. And get out of bounds.
Get out of bounds. That's right. It's so like Tony Dorsett would. Tony would get out of bounds, you know.
How do you feel this one is going this week? Is this Vikings team a real 4-1 team, or is this a team that we can knock down on Sunday?
Well, they lead the North. They lead the NFC North. But a lot of people still saying Chicago or the Packers. But so far, they're 4-1. You have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect that they do have a defense, can get to the quarterback. And we've been lacking there. We hadn't had the greatest protection. And so, you know, I'm just a diehard. I'm going to always go with the Redskins, burgundy and gold. And I'm picking the Redskins. Who you picking, Mark?
I'm picking the Redskins.
How about you,
Miss? Yeah, of course.
We need to reverse this losing trend at home.
We have
to
win.
So I think this is the week to do it.
We're in a winning mood, too.
Yes, we are. How about those Nationals?
Yeah, I love the Nationals. I'm so happy they're in first place.
All right. That's Redskins great Dexter Manley in the studio with us, picking the Skins again. Thanks, Dex.